Caravan Migrant Delivers Baby Day in USA Who Will Be Eligible for Citizenship. By John Binder on December 5, 2018. A migrant who traveled with a caravan of 7,000 to 10,000 Central Americans to Tijuana delivered a baby in California after illegally crossing the border. The child will be awarded birthright citizenship. A woman named Marjorie in an NBC report reveals she delivered her baby in San Diego. "He was born here in San Diego," the woman told the media. There are at least 4.5 million born in the U.S. to illegal immigrants. The U.S. and Canada are the only nations in the developed world that offer birthright citizenship in these cases. The caravan migrant's child was born on November 27, a day after she and her husband were apprehended by Border Patrol with their three-year-old son in tow. "The day I came across, I felt a little pain. But I thought it will be because of my nerves," the woman told the local outlet. The migrant family seeks asylum, though they only wish for a better life as opposed to stating a claim of credible fear, which is unlikely to meet federal requirements of reasonable fear of political or religious persecution. Until their asylum case is heard by a judge, the alien family unit will be released into the interior of the United States. Illegal immigrant births make up 11%, or about 198,000, of all paid for by American taxpayers. Legal immigrant births make up 13%, or 231,000, by comparison. As Breitbart News reported, there are 4.5 million babies born to illegal immigrants in the U.S. under the age of 18, according to the Congressional Budget Office, CBO. This estimate does not include the potentially millions more who are now adults. In the next decade, the CBO estimates there will be at least another 600,000 born to illegal immigrants in the U.S., which would put that cohort on track to exceed annual American births. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at @JXHNBinder.